Welcome to the Bowden Blitz ACC edition. I'm Joe Lisi, joined by former National Coach of the Year, Terry Bowden. Coach, week number 7 in the ACC is on the horizon this weekend. We'll take a look at the updated odds entering the weekend. It's Miami and everybody else, the Hurricanes minus 220 to win an ACC title, followed by Georgia Tech, Virginia, Duke, and SMU. Is there any other team outside of the Miami Hurricanes that potentially can steal the title this year?
Well, I mean, they've got to play somebody in the championship game. So there's like Georgia Tech beat them late last year and late in the season. So I think the fact that everybody can beat somebody on a given day, it could happen. But it's clearly Georgia Tech in the driver's seat. Somebody else, you know, could show up on that ACC championship day and knock them out. Georgia Tech seems to be the team that everybody's looking to right now. Virginia making a little bit of move, but they've got to show more. I think if I'm going to believe they have a chance because Miami has shown nothing less. Every week they look stronger and stronger.
They do. Running the football effectively with Mark Fletcher and those stable of running backs. They're opening up holes, protecting Carson Beck. On the defensive side of the ball, they are rock solid in run support. One of the best rush defenses all in college football, holding opposing offenses well under 4 yards per carry. I think the most important team that when we look at that list potentially could be Duke. They started a little bit slow, but they now have reeled off 3 straight wins in the conference. They dominated Cal last Saturday night by double digits and win by 24 points as a 2.5-point road favorite. From a physicality perspective and seeing what Manny Diaz has built offensively and defensively, not bad value entering week number 7.
Yeah, they're playing better. They've won their last 2. They've got a quarterback that they can play anybody with this quarterback. They've got Menza, aggressive defense. They have not lost in the conference. And so they are getting better and better. It really, at this point, 7th week of the season, your team needs to be rising and getting better and better. And you ought to be able to see that right now. If you're still struggling going down 1 week and up the next, it lessens your chance of really having the kind of talent and the kind of team. But Duke, I really like this football team, the way they're playing, and their quarterback is coming on so strong. Menza is doing a great job.
He is, and in Virginia as well. I know you've been high on Tony Elliott and Chandler Morris, their quarterback. They get the victory a couple of weeks ago on a Friday night against top-ranked Florida State. They win that. They go on the road last week to Louisville. They win that ball game as a 6.5-point underdog, win it 30-27. That was a gutty road effort. The way Tony Elliott has this team motivated, potentially they can make an ACC championship run.
Yeah, and you know, the biggest thing is what they've done for themselves. They've won 2 back-to-back overtime games. You can't imagine the confidence that builds when you go into a Florida State game or you go into another game, a Georgia Tech game, or you go and you win an overtime. When you win an overtime, I mean, not Georgia Tech that they beat a Georgia Tech, but when you win a game in overtime, it builds up your confidence that you can do it all and you can carry that forward. So the fact that if you're going to have a great year or build your program up to that next level, you got to win close ball games. And nothing closer than an overtime win. Virginia Tech's had 2 in a row. I mean, Virginia has had 2 in a row.
When you see the conference this year with Miami just dominating and knowing that last year Clemson and SMU both made it to the college football playoff, they weren't undefeated teams. Do you feel the conference is stronger this year or was it in fact stronger in 2024 when they sent 2 teams to the college football playoff?
Yeah, you know, looking at 24, that's not, I'm not sure they're stronger than 24, but looked at the conference over the last 10 years. I mean, Florida State and Miami were not existent. They weren't even part of the picture, and now they've both gotten themselves back in the picture for the last couple of years. So now Clemson's kind of dropped down, and they're not as hot right now. But I think with Miami and Florida State coming that way, they have a chance for the conference to be stronger than it has been in the long term. If Clemson can get back where they are, I think we'll see the conference becoming what they can, the potential to be a 3 or 4 team that can contend every year for a college football playoff.
Absolutely. And let's take a look at the updated Heisman Trophy odds. Carson Beck definitely closed the gap on Fernando Mendoza, and obviously Ty Simpson, the front runners potentially to win the hardware this year. He's 6-1, had another dynamic performance, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, stepped up in a rivalry game. The more that Carson Beck leads his team to wins and produces, yes, coach, he's going to be mentioned. I think Haynes King has an opportunity the second half of the season. He starts this weekend against Virginia Tech. Haynes King potentially could cut it in the area of maybe 20 or 25-1. But right now, the best chance to win a Heisman Trophy in the ACC is, in fact, Carson Beck.
Absolutely. You know, for the last 25 years, 20 of the winners have been quarterbacks. And if you're going to select a quarterback, it's based on how you move your team, how far you get them into postseason. So I think you've got to ride a good football team. And what you're seeing with these odds, especially when you see Miami and Oregon's quarterbacks, people are seeing these teams have a chance to go all the way, at least past the conference championship game when the Heisman Trophy is won. As we get later in the seasons, you may see some other teams' quarterbacks that are taking their team to a better chance to get to that conference championship game or have a great season. You know, before the last 25 years, they were mostly running backs won the Heisman. And that was based on yardage, or a lot of yardage and things like that. But with quarterbacks, it's where have you taken your team by the end of the season.
And you see Thomas Castellanos there, coach. He's 150-1. I guess the bigger question mark is, where does Florida State respond and go from here, right? The optimism after week number one, beating Ty Simpson in Alabama. They were 8th in the country just a couple of games ago, and now they've got back-to-back losses. Big picture, we know Thomas Castellanos is one of the most athletic quarterbacks in the conference. He's most likely not going to win a Heisman Trophy at 150-1. But can Florida State respond the second half of the season to potentially get to 9 or 10 wins?
It all rides on Tommy Castellanos' shoulders. When you have an offense like Florida State, and I look at Vanderbilt, like them with Pavia, you ride that quarterback. And if he runs great and plays great, you got a chance to win. And everything's riding on them because of the style of play. When you have a quarterback like Tommy Castellanos who has 2 turnovers and both led to touchdowns, there's a chance you're going to get beat. If you're Pavia and you have 3 turnovers and 2 of them led to touchdowns, when your best player plays like that, you're going to get beat. So Florida State's going to depend on Tommy Castellanos taking responsibility. And you know what? If we're going to have an offense that features me, and I've got to run and throw, which he can do, the one thing I can't do is turn the ball over. But I think he's going to lead them to a lot of wins this year.
We'll see. There's very good quarterback play within the conference. We saw Hinesteichel step up for Pittsburgh this past weekend against Boston College. Dylan Lonergan's another young quarterback. Team hasn't been winning ball games, but Dylan Lonergan's still an up-and-comer in the conference. This conference is loaded. What about Reuben Bain? He was on that list. We know how Miami's defense has stepped up in back-to-back weeks, coach. Any shot that Reuben Bain and that defense could potentially make some noise for the Hurricanes to maybe steal a Heisman?
Now, I don't, you know, I mean, you're going out there and kind of projecting a position that doesn't often get that. As Miami continues to win, and if Bain can have the kind of game like he had against Florida State and becomes a player that almost every other defensive play the announcers are talking about him, you can see that kind of thing happening. But again, he has got to have some incredible games, and he's got to ride the victories of Miami and the strength of their defense.
We'll see. When Coach and I return, week number 7 is on the horizon. Great games on tap this coming Saturday. We'll be breaking down all of them for you. Coming right back, Clemson and Boston College. Can Boston College, Coach, snap the streak over potentially Dabo Sweeney and the Clemson Tigers coming up next? Back on the Bowden Blitz, Joe Lisi and Coach Bowden breaking down week number 7 in the ACC. We left off talking about Clemson and Boston College. Clemson has owned the series, Coach. They're 21-9-2 against the Eagles and have been riding a 12-game winning streak heading into this weekend. We saw this line open up on Sunday night. Clemson, a 14.5-point road favorite. We're now seeing 14 settle in across multiple books. Boston College started fast. They've lost now 3 straight, got blown out by Pittsburgh. This is a step-up spot potentially to make some noise at home. How do you see this game playing out?
Yeah, I think Clemson's going to continue to rise. I think they're going to play well, and they're going to. I think they're going to get after Boston College. I really do. Boston College, its quarterback may be the problem, may not be the problem. They haven't rushed for over 100 yards in their last 4 games. They had, 27 yards rushing last week. And although they still throw the ball very well, people are going to let you throw it between the 20s. You can have all the yardage you want, but if you can't run the ball well, you're going to get stuck in the red zone, and that's what's happening to Boston College. They have not got that worked out yet. Until they can get some running game to go with that, they're going to have a problem in a game like this. Clemson, I'll say this, they're going to be able to beat Boston College, but they will throw it for a ton. When Klubnik's hot, he's going to make a ton of yardage, but what I don't understand is when they were winning so easily last week, why didn't they get more rushing yards? You know, last week, 28-0 after 1 quarter, and they still did not rush for 100 yards. As a head coach, I would have said, hey, let's go out and pound the ball. Let's go get some rushing yards and give us confidence that we can run it. That's not going to – I don't think it's going to affect this game that much, but it affects Clemson's ability to come back and be a contender. Too many teams are going to let you throw between the 20s. And it's not going to win football games without a running attack.
Well, you mentioned Cade Klubnik. In the loss to Syracuse, yeah, he had one of his best performances of the season. He throws for 363 total yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. A lot of that came in catch-up and garbage time in the fourth quarter. But nonetheless, he looked more consistent. Mm-hmm. It carried through last week, one of his best completion percentages against North Carolina. They were a big road favorite in that matchup by 14 points. He puts up 254 passing yards, completes 91% of his passes, 4 touchdowns and no interceptions. And oh, by the way, they're going up against the Boston College secondary that has allowed opposing quarterbacks, Coach, to complete over 62% of their passes. They've given up 11 passing touchdowns and have only forced 2 interceptions. It looks like Clemson could potentially roll through the air on Saturday.
Yeah, I was almost trying to talk about 2 different things. They're going to roll. They're going to throw for yards. This team cannot stop them. Klubnik is hot. He can throw that football. I guess I'm talking about Clemson. Yes, they can win this game. He can throw for a ton of yardage, and he probably will against Boston College. But I'm going to say this. As they go down the road and they play better teams, they try to build their program back, they better understand you can't just throw it every time just because your quarterback has a hot hand. You got to be able to run that football. But you're right. This week, I don't think there's any question. As hot as the quarterback has been, as bad as the other team has been playing, 4 straight losses, I've got them and to cover the points and win this one.
Yeah, and that, they've lost 3 straight in the conference, 4 straight overall. It happened in week number 2 where they went toe-to-toe with Michigan State. They lose that ball game 42-40, and it really set the precedent to what we see. The previous 3 losses, though, Coach, have been very competitive outside of the blowout loss last week. As a 6.5-point road underdog against Pittsburgh, you would expect a better effort. What could Bill O'Brien do? I just think momentum-wise or just getting the troops rallied here to potentially show up and go toe-to-toe to maybe cover this number on Saturday night.
Well, I've said it 3 times now. They've got to run the foot. They've got to mix the running game in. They've got to have balance. Not only does it make your throwing game more successful downfield, but it also keeps the ball out of the hands of the defense, out of the other team. And so I think that's what's wrong with you. Look at the lack of running in the last game. They've made the games competitive. They've got a pretty good football team, but they're one-dimensional on offense. And I just don't think you can go down the road and win those games, because when you get closer to the goal line, you get to the red zone, the defense condenses, and it's tougher to throw the football, and you got to run against good people down there. And so far they have not been able to do it.
We'll see if they could do it. It's a 7:30 kick. There could be a lot of points based off of Cade Klubnik and how the passing attack has looked in back-to-back weeks against Syracuse and last week against North Carolina. Coach and I both like Clemson potentially in the matchup. We'll turn our attention to the other battle in Tallahassee. Florida State, coming off two very disappointing losses, opens up at home against Pittsburgh, and Mason Hinsteichel that stepped up against Boston College last week. They're 10.5-point home favorites. Pitt potentially has a new face, new quarterback. Can it continue in a very difficult road environment? I'm leaning to the over 57.5 in this matchup, Coach.
You know, that's my first bet was the over. I think Florida State also takes this game and covers the 10 points. Here's what might be wrong at Florida State. Not only did you have turnovers by Tommy Castellanos last week, they've had 6 turnovers in the last 2 games. They've had 9 in the season. That puts them 112th in the country out of 136 teams in turnover margin. They've got to quit turning the ball over or they're going to lose games they have the ability to win. So got to correct the turnovers. We talked about Tommy Castellano. Obviously, he has to as well. But overall, the team's got to quit giving the ball away, giving the other team a chance. That's the only way, to me, Pittsburgh can stay close. If Florida State has turnovers, I see Florida State coming up. I definitely see an over, and I like Florida State in the 10.5.
It could be tough. Pitt's very good in run support, Coach. They're only allowing opposing offenses to rush for 64 yards per game, right, well under 4 yards per carry, and that could be the matchup going up against Gus Malzahn's motion and rushing attack that prior to the Miami game was hitting on all cylinders, rushing for over 300 yards per game. That's the matchup. Can Pittsburgh force Castellanos into long third downs? I'm going to take the points, even though they're going with the inexperienced quarterback on the road. I think defense will travel well. I don't know if they win it, but I'll take the points with Pittsburgh. When Coach and I return, I was just going to say, when we return, we'll talk about the breakdown of Pitt and Boston College. When we return, we'll talk about some of the other games in the conference right here on the Bowden Blitz. Joe Lisi and Coach Bowden breaking down week number 7. Back on the Bowden Blitz, Joe Lisi and Coach Bowden breaking down week 7 in the ACC. We left off talking about the battle in Tallahassee. Thomas Castellanos and the Seminoles take on Pat Narduzzi and Pittsburgh. 10.5-point spread. Coach, I'm taking the points with the Panthers, but I know you wanted to break down this game a little bit more.
Well, really what I was thinking is that if Pitt's going to beat Florida State the way Miami did, one, Miami did a great job of scheme. They understood the tendencies. They watched the plays. They knew exactly the misdirection, the gadgets. And that Pitt can do. Now, they had an off week at Miami. That Pitt can do. But one thing Miami has that Pitt may not have is the incredible talent and speed to recover. Those 15 to 25-yard gains that Tommy Castellanos has been having were 5 and 10-yard gains. And that came not just play recognition, but skill and talent to run people down. So that's one of those things. Pittsburgh's going to have to do a great job, again, of play recognition, knowing the tendencies of Florida State, be ready for the gadgets. But they've got to get to the ball as fast as they can because they don't quite have the speed and the talent athletically that Miami had on defense.
Yeah, we'll see exactly how that game plays out. Pitt did start fast against Boston College. It's a different animal on the road in Tallahassee. Another top-ranked battle, it's Notre Dame. They are as hot as any team in the country. They've reeled off 3 straight wins. They're laying 22.5 right now against NC State, Coach. They got the win but didn't cover in Notre Dame against Boise State. That line was right in the area of about 21.5. But NC State over the years has played Notre Dame traditionally very tough. How do you see this one playing out in South Bend?
I think NC State can hang with them within the points. Penn State has scored almost every time, 21 points every game. They have over 30 two times. They have been a team that's been able to score points even in games that they've lost. And so I don't think Notre Dame can pull away from them. I definitely think Notre Dame is getting better every week. They've got a lot of weapons now. Both running backs that they have are playing so well. Their quarterback, kind of like Alabama, he's proven he can play at this level and he can lead a championship caliber team. And yes, I do think Notre Dame's on the roll. They're rolling fast and they'll win this game. But I sure like NC State to cover that 22.5. I just think, I think Penn State can score with them until there's not enough time to outscore them that many.
What's interesting is that NC State, the teams have only played four times. First two wins went to NC State. The last two wins went to Notre Dame. Last time they played was back in 2023. Both of Notre Dame's victories came by a margin of 21 points, and we're seeing 22.5s pop up across multiple books right now, which is sort of interesting. I agree with you. I think from a physicality perspective, we've seen the rushing attack take over from Notre Dame. Defensively, at least Marcus Freeman, from a scheme perspective, has had that defense dialed in. They've been opportunistic, playing great red zone defense as well, and that should carry straight through this game. I do think potentially we go through the 60.5, but we'll see how it plays out. Georgia Tech and Virginia Tech, this is an intriguing matchup for a couple of reasons. Georgia Tech right now undefeated in the conference. We saw Virginia Tech potentially step up against Wofford and NC State. They were home for homecoming last week against Robbie Ashford and Wake Forest. They were a 6.5-point home favorite in that game and lost the game outright. We talked about them potentially losing their first conference game. What does that do from a mentality perspective? They've won three of the last four in the series, Coach. But I think this is a tall order going on the road to Atlanta. This is my best bet of the weekend. I like the Yellow Jackets to roll in this matchup.
I'm with you 100%. I just think Georgia Tech, they if they keep their eyes on the prize, they can kind of see the finish line out there. What they've got to do one game at a time, they're undefeated, and they hadn't been 5-0 since 2014. And they can see the great things out there. And Virginia Tech gave it all they got. They got a couple of wins coming off that coaching change, and they got beat last week, and I can't see it going on and on. I almost like to see Virginia Tech going one way, Georgia Tech going the other way. Georgia Tech needs to start fast. They have started slow the last couple of games and fallen behind and had to catch up, spend their whole time catching up. So, again, like a lot like we saw Georgia do early in the year, you can't fall behind all the time and just figure you're going to find a way to win. You can't do that. So Georgia Tech needs to have a fast start. I think they will. And when they do, I think they're going to roll. And you take Georgia Tech, and they will cover.
I think the biggest thing, if you're going to back Virginia Tech, is from a mindset and mentality aspect. What are you going to get out of the Hokies? This is an interim staff that there's basically nothing to play for at this point in the season. And a similar situation for Oklahoma State. We've seen multiple players redshirt and transfer out of the program. That's always a cause of concern, especially in the middle part of the season. For Coach Bowden, I'm Joe Lisi. We'll see you next week right here on the Bowden Blitz. Have a great weekend, everyone.